This is the Everyday Health Hacker Podcast. Here are your hosts, Mike Herzing and Dr. Lisa Liao.
Okay, everybody, welcome to Everyday Health Hacker Podcast. I'm Mike Herzing, along with Dr. Lisa Liao.
Hello, everyone.
Who is the Chief Medical Officer right here at Meridian Health Institute, Sugar Land, Texas. Here we are. This is the place. Doc, last week we talked about some of the staff here. Great folks. Everybody here is just awesome. They've been here forever.
Yes.
And that's great. When you got somebody here 40 years and this kind of stuff, that is amazing. But school's coming back, and we've got all this stuff in the news about the new COVID variant, and people are really kind of anxious anyway, but mm-hmm. now it's going to be even worse. What do we do with kids? What do we do this? What do we do that? There's so much to talk about. I think this week and next week, let's focus on that. But can you at least explain to us in real terms, which is what you're so good at.
Thank you.
English.
Thank you.
Where we're at on this.
Okay. So a variant is, what does that mean? Every virus, every person, we have a DNA change, RNA change. And this virus, when it changes by 0.3%, we now have a new variant. So some people will say 0.3%. Other scientists will say 3%. Regardless, is that it's a small change in the structure of that virus. And in the Delta virus, one of the things that we're seeing the most this last 2 to 3 weeks is that we are not hearing the complaints of loss of smell or loss of taste. It's coming out as a pretty severe sinus infection. Most people are saying, hey, doc, I've got a summer cold. And we're saying, go and get tested. Let's get the COVID test. Let's find out what the PCR states. And when I say there's a rapid test, there's a PCR test, and there's a saliva test. Right now, the PCR test is really the gold standard. And in itself is that it's only a gold standard when it works, because many patients will go and get tested, they'll be negative, but 5 days later they will be positive. So some patients will call us and say, I've already been tested, I was exposed this weekend, and I'm negative. I'm still going to ask you to go and get tested again, because it takes a little while for the body to make the antibodies so that we can actually read it on the test.
Okay.
So that's one of the reasons why we'll have you go and get retested, or have you wait 5 days, still start a therapy, which is really supportive therapy. You know, there's a lot of acronyms to what we're currently doing, and we're sharing, you know, magnesium, zinc, vitamin D, which a lot of people are hearing about. And then we have some other things that, whether they might be controversial, standard of care, we're going to meet that person's needs where they are. So some people will need an inhaler, some people will need a nebulizer therapy. Everyone is different depending on their symptoms. There's many patients that are coming in saying, hey, I tested positive because I was at a wedding, or they were at a big, huge event, and they have actually no symptoms, but maybe their spouse is pretty ill. The key is that whoever you're in contact with, let them know so that we can track it, trace it, and get the therapies that we need to that individual. So that's why we share with our patients and our patient family is, give us a call, so that as soon as you think you're positive, as soon as you have symptoms, let the doctor decide what are the next step. Don't try and decide on your own. Get a little bit more information that's professional. I know that Dr. Google is out there, and a lot of people love to go to Dr. Google, but
yes,
please, please, please find a professional practitioner, which is a medical doctor, and ask them the questions and get tested. And let's find out where you are so that we can get the help that you need.
Okay. We also talked in the past. All right. Now, let me go back up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Who needs to worry about this the most? People like me? Or
truly, everyone needs to be concerned about it. While we're not seeing a lot of children being affected, we're also not in school. So I know that that's been a real concern for patient families as their children are getting ready to go back to school. And it's going to be a personal decision. I have patients that the mother or the father are on chemotherapy, and they are choosing to homeschool their children.
Sure.
And I think that's a smart idea, because there's no way to be able to mitigate the circumstances and the concerns of going back home when you know that that family member is on chemotherapy. So everyone is different. And I know that some schools have mandated that you have to wear a mask, and others have not. There are talks about FDA approval, in addition to, and there is a third, trial number 3 with one of the vaccines for children 5 to 12. And there is also a consideration for emergency use with one of the vaccines for children under 12. So as information comes out, we'll be sharing that. And, you know, again, if you have questions or you're not sure, I always say, think about it, meditate, pray about it, have peace about it, and whatever you choose to do, whichever vaccine you choose to get, whatever therapy you decide to do.
Okay, next question. Seems like most of the people in the news anyway, the ones that are getting hit hardest are the ones that are unvaccinated. So vaccination, is that going to help?
So here's
so far?
Here's what I can share from clinical experience of what has happened in our practice over the last 2 weeks. I tell you what, let's just go over the last 4 days. So in the last 4 days, we've had 11 positives, and 50% of them were vaccinated with both vaccines. 2 months ago was their latest vaccine. So I would love to say that I had the perfect answer for that. However, I do not. Now, have any of them gone into the hospital? I can share with you, of the 11, none of them have gone into the hospital that we've identified as COVID positive.
So I've actually heard, I've had a friend of mine had been vaccinated in about the same time I was, in February and March.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he's up in Dallas. He got it, exposed again. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a different variant. He said he didn't know which one it was, whatever one it is, mm-hmm. but he says, I don't feel, you know, that bad. He says, his doctor said it probably, because he was vaccinated, has helped.
That he had COVID before, I think, is actually helping patients, because I actually have a couple of patients, a handful, that have had it 3 times. Now, these are people that travel quite a bit, and they're very fortunate that each time the symptoms were actually milder.
Right.
Number two is that patients who have been vaccinated, you know, who is to say who is going to, because we already know here in the Houston area that we have people in ICU that mm-hmm. have had both vaccinations
sure.
that have been 1 to 2 months out of that vaccination. So we're continuing to learn. And, you know, and I always share with everybody that medical practice is truly a practice. Every day we get better, and every day we have more knowledge. And I encourage people, if they're looking for the latest data, take a look at PubMed. That has great research. You can also look at other nations that are researching as well, because Australia has attacked this very different than what the United States is. Britain is very much similar to the United States,
right.
Canada as well. So we're all going towards that. If they're hospitalized, you're seeing that they're using plasma first, then remdesivir. And for those that are outpatient, they're doing supportive therapy. And then there's also the controversial Plaquenil and ivermectin as well. So, you know, I encourage everybody to read. There's a couple of websites that they can go to. One is aapsonline.org, where they have a protocol. And then there's quite a few others.
Okay. Since I was a kid, forever, there was always flu. This is cold and flu season. It's cold and flu season. We're getting ready to come into that.
Which is 12 months out of the year.
12 months out of the year. Okay.
24 hours a day.
We always talked about when it's cold and rainy. It's always, you know, crappy weather. It's cold and flu season. All right. We don't hear that anymore. It's all COVID. COVID has taken over the whole.
It's all COVID.
But how much of it's political? I mean, it's hard for you to say, I guess. We wouldn't even go there. But,
well, I always share that the practice of medicine has nothing to do with politics. We're here to take care of the individual. And politics, I don't care what side you decide to choose. I don't care. I'm here to take care of you. Our practice is here to take care of you. And that's what we should be doing as a nation, is taking care of each other.
No kidding. All right, now. I know it's hard to say, because there's a lot of anti-vaxxers. You know,
sure.
There are so many people out there saying, 10 years from now, you're going to watch commercials on television. Hey, taking the COVID vaccine in 10 years ago? Now, you may have had these problems, and you can sue and get money, you know, some law firm.
No different than if you were trying to kill the weeds in your backyard,
right.
and you used one of those pesticides
right.
that you now see on TV. You know, I can't predict the future. I don't have that magic ball that everybody wishes that we have. All we can do is make the best decision with the information that we have, and it's a practice. I can guarantee you that at the beginning of COVID, of how we did therapy to what mm-hmm. we do now has changed,
yes, totally,
and it
different.
Continues to change. So we're going to keep at it, and we're going to keep getting our patients healthier. And, you know, I don't want it as a challenge. I just want to get past this. This is usually a four-year It usually lasts
4-year cycle.
4-year cycle. And that's what I share with people. They're like, oh, you know, it's December. We're going to be past it. No, we're not past it. We're in our fourth surge. And who's not to say that we don't have a gamma out there or another lambda? You know, we're just
There's
going through the Greek
alphabets.
And I don't want us to go through that. And, you know, here in Texas, we also have hurricane season here in this in the South. So we've got the coast that we're also concerned about that. There's always a danger. Up north, they had some locusts. So I'm not here to say doom and gloom. I'm just saying take care of yourself. You're yes. given one body. Take your vitamins. You know what? Exercise. Do the best that you can for you. And if you're being down on yourself because you haven't been taking care of yourself, maybe you're a few pounds heavier than you would like to be during COVID.
Hey, wait a minute. Come on.
So today's a new day. Start today. Make a change, because those small changes bring big rewards. So I encourage you, start making those changes.
Yeah, okay. That fits. It's, darling, that hits far close to home. But honestly, guys, so the better, basically, the healthier you are starting off, if you get sick, you're probably going to be better.
And, you know, again, it's theoretical. Right. It makes sense. So sometimes we have to hypothesize. And again, that just means that we're predicting from the science that we know what's going to happen. So, I encourage everybody, take your vitamins.
Yeah. I mean,
walk,
exercise. If you're on chemo, you've got serious diabetes, you've got extra problems.
Absolutely.
You're the ones that really need to kind of maybe freak out a little bit.
No, I don't want you to freak out. If you have diabetes or you are on chemo, I encourage you to have a positive attitude.
Of course.
You know, you have control of certain things, and ultimately God is the great physician. So I do believe that there is a huge spiritual battle that is going on, and that we all together can pray for each other, encourage each other, and stay positive.
Okay, now next episode, let's talk about some of the anxiety from this, about some kid problems, school starting. Let's kind of get into that a little bit.
Absolutely.
Because we're running out of time. Folks, don't forget, if you need to have any questions, please, info@everydayhealthhacker.com. Even if you do it wrong at Everyday Health Hackers, we'll still get it. It's not a problem. And we're going to talk about a little bit more about this, and can expand on this next week. So on behalf of Dr. Lisa Liao, the awesome staff here at Meridian Health Institute, our producer Jack McCraw, and myself, thank everybody for listening.
Absolutely.
And please subscribe to the podcast. Find us on LinkedIn and Instagram, and you guys are everywhere. It's everywhere.
Well, we want everybody to provide us with some comments, like and subscribe on your favorite platform. You guys have a blessed day.
Hey, Mike Herzing, Dr. Lisa Liao. Have a great week.